Welcome to another episode of Analog Atlanta, this episode presented by Liberator Magazine. The Atlanta visual arts, musical, and photography scene is exploding, and in an age where every phone comes with a camera and digital cameras seem to be the norm, it gets harder to find your voice as a photographer. Today we speak to a young photographer finding her voice, Nikita Gale.
My name is Nikita Gale. I am a photographer.
Tell me, how did you get involved with photography?
Well, let's see, that's a good question. I've been taking pictures for a long time, but I would say professionally, like seriously, probably for a little over a year now.
What made you decide that your work was professional grade or quality?
I don't know. I think I just decided that I wanted to take it more seriously last year. I think it has a lot more to do with just perspective and how I wanted to move forward and being a photographer.
What led you to that decision? Like, you started as a fan of photography, or?
I did. I always liked photography ever since I was little, and it was something I wanted to do for a really long time. But I don't know, I just kept putting it off because I felt like it seemed sort of silly.
Silly?
To say, oh, I want to be a photographer, you know? But I think last year, a lot of it had to do with I quit drinking in February of last year. And it was sort of like all of a sudden all my goals and ambitions sort of returned to me. And the photography thing was one of those things that sort of emerged.
So for you, sobriety helped bring about latent goals that you had in mind that maybe you didn't think were, did you just put them on the back burner, or did you just not think that they were achievable?
I think it was a little bit of both, because when I was in college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I sort of was just kind of floating through life. I think a lot of people feel like that when they're in college, like you have no idea what you want to do, because you want to do so many different things. And after I graduated, like a lot of people, I think the main goal is just to do something where you make a lot of money. And you realize, like, that doesn't make you happy, and you sort of lost perspective, or, like, lost sight of the goals, the things that you wanted to do when you were younger.
Well, what did you study in college? You went to Yale, right?
I studied anthropology. I started out with archaeology, and then I changed my major my last semester to anthropology.
How do you go from anthropology to photography, and also you're deeply involved with Beep Beep Gallery, with what they do over there and the art scene here in Atlanta?
Right.
Were arts just always in the back of your mind?
Always. When I was younger, I was really into art. Like, art class was my favorite class. Like, I was always almost, like, obsessed with it. And I really don't know what happened. I think it might have been, like, college. That's the only thing I can trace it back to is college, maybe. But I think, to go back to the earlier part of your question about how I went from anthropology to photography, I think they can be pretty closely related, because anthropology sort of requires an interest in people and sort of how they organize themselves and how they behave and things like that. Yeah. And with my photography, I'm really interested in capturing the person, I think, more than, you know, what they're wearing or the surroundings, things like that.
Your work that I've noticed has been less of party scene kind of work and more more controlled environments, it seems like. There's been a push here in Atlanta lately that's totally independent of, like, that whole Atlanta Celebrates Photography movement, where people have been going out and taking lots of club photos and et cetera, I guess piggybacking off of the whole New York and Chicago thing. But as you were emerging, that's not the kind of work I saw from you. I saw stuff like what you did for Spree Wilson's EP cover, what you did for The Doll Days and later Small Eyes. What made you go in that direction in terms of creating really a scene? That seems like something that's a bit daunting or challenging.
Yeah, it definitely can be. I mean, I will be the first person to admit that the day before the shoot or in the days leading up to a shoot, I'm so incredibly nervous and, like, stressed out. But once it happens, it's just sort of, you know, you just sort of channel your fear or trepidations into excitement about what's going on. I guess the question was, why didn't I sort of fall into that party photography scene?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just never, and this is, like, no offense to anyone who does that sort of stuff, but it's never really interested me that much, like live music photography or party photography. I just feel like it's such a saturated genre that a lot of times it can be difficult to sort of find your voice or style with that type of photography. I mean, there are definitely shooters who do that, like Nikola Temenzik. He's this photographer, and I think he's in Brooklyn, and he was, like, one of the first guys who started doing that. Now he does a lot more studio-type stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I've just always been more interested in sort of the one-on-one interaction with a person and sort of creating an image as opposed to, you know, just randomly capturing.
Well, who did you look towards? Like, who are some of your inspirational muses?
Wow, I have so many. let me think. The first one who comes to mind is Bob Richardson. Okay. Bob Richardson, he's the father of Terry Richardson, who I'm also a really big fan of. But Bob's work was very gritty and not as, I guess, comical is not the right word. It wasn't as tongue-in-cheek as Terry Richardson. It was less, I think, overly sexual and more clever, maybe. But I really like Bob Richardson. I like, Ellen von Unwerth, I think, is amazing. Stephen Klein's another one. Jürgen Teller, definitely up there as well.
And what drew you to these artists' work?
I am really drawn to work that focuses more on sort of what is happening at the time as opposed to the technical, like highly technical work. Like when I look at something, I want it to be sort of, you know, an engaging image, because there are plenty of people who take really nice pictures with really nice, like, super expensive cameras, and it shows in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's something missing from the image, like there's some sort of energy that isn't there. And all the photographers I listed earlier have sort of this, I don't know if it's the lighting, but it's sort of the style has this immediacy to it, where it just seems very candid and gritty.
How did you go about finding the tools that you needed to express yourself? Like, how did you learn to shoot?
It was a lot of trial and error. I'll say that. It was a lot of trial and error. A lot of just research on my own time. And once I figured out the basics, it was sort of something that just, you just sort of get a feel for it. It just becomes like second nature, sort of like a sixth sense.
How long did it take for it to become second nature? Was it something that you had to constantly work on? I mean, you had a full-time job, you know, you
right.
were living your life. I mean,
right.
How did that work?
Well, you know, it's funny. There's always, I'm sure you've heard this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me that you always make time for the things that you want to make time for and things that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were definitely nights where I was up super, super late and had to go to work the next morning, like going to sleep at 5, waking up at 7 or 8 to go to work. It's like, I don't think it took that long. I guess for everyone it takes, you know, there's a learning curve. It probably took me, I'm trying to think of when I just felt really comfortable with it. Maybe like 6 or 7 months after I, you know, sort of put my nose to the grindstone and got serious about it.
So now you're at the point where you're serious. Like,
yes.
And you've decided that you would work on your craft.
Yep.
When you reach that point, what's next? Like, what do you do? Like, I mean, a photographer, especially someone doing the kind of work that you do,
mm-hmm.
how do you find gigs? How do you get yourself out there?
Well, there's, with the internet now, there's so many different ways to go about it. I'm working on a project that I'm starting at the end of this month. Just to, you know, have something that I can send out to people that's in a nice, you know, package with my name on it. And, you know, the most important thing is really to assist. Like, if you don't go to school, most people will tell you that you have to assist other established photographers
mm-hmm.
to start making enough money to support yourself. There are other ways of going about it, too, but it's good to, like, in the type of photography I want to do, which is, like, editorial and portrait photography, you've definitely got to, you know, assist and just, you know, network and get your name out there and just meet as many people as possible.
Now, you're part of the visual arts community here in Atlanta. Are you part of the photography community as well?
You know, that's a good question. I think I'm more part of the, like, maybe like the lowbrow gallery art scene as opposed to the photography scene.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be careful with my words here, but no, my experience with the photography scene in Atlanta, I mean, there are definitely some great photographers out there, but I don't know if a lot of it is necessarily, I don't know, conceptual enough. I don't know if that's really what the word I want to use, but I don't know. I've never seen anything that's really struck me as something that I wanted to, like, reach out to,
mm-hmm.
be a part of. And I'm also just, like, one of those people who likes to work by myself a lot, so... Yeah.
When people think about photographers here in Atlanta, you know, immediately people like Zach Wolf come to mind, and then there's lots of live art, I mean, live concert photographers, et cetera, and portrait photographers. But you want to do more the magazine kind of work, right?
I don't know. Is it not necessarily just entirely 100% magazine stuff? I mean, editorial stuff, like...
Like
Jürgen Teller is a good example.
Okay.
Photographer whose career is similar to what I would like in the future, which is he gets a good mix of advertising jobs, editorial work. He puts out his own books, and he has, you know, art shows where he sells individual prints and things like that.
Okay.
Mix. I would like to do a little bit of everything as a photographer.
Okay. Where do you see yourself going in 2010 and beyond?
I'm planning on leaving Atlanta at the end of the summer.
Wow.
No.
And where are you heading?
I'm going to New York. It's the only place I can go.
Why is it the only place you can go?
If you're a photographer, you have to go. You either go to New York or you go to, like, London.
And why is that?
That's where all the big shooters are. Okay. That's where all the good assisting jobs are. You know, it's bittersweet.
Because
I do really love Atlanta. And, of course, I'm going to keep in touch with my friends and everything like that. But, you know, I just have to look at it from the perspective of, you know, what's going to push me forward in my career.
Are you going to go to school, or are you just going? Or are you going to go shop for a job?
No, I'm going there to get jobs as an assistant, to get assisting gigs.
Okay.
And I know it's going to be like super hard, and it's going to suck for a while, but I believe that I can do it, and it's going to happen. So. I have no choice.
Before Nikita leaves for New York, be sure to check out her live show with several other promising up-and-coming Atlanta artists at Aurora Coffee in Little Five Points, April 2nd. Again, Nikita Gale.
You can go to my website. It's nikitagale.com.
And that's N-I-K-I-T-A?
Yes.
G-A-L-E
.com. Yeah, and there's a link to my Tumblr account there where I do a lot of stuff. I'm also on Twitter, but sometimes my Twitter account can be a little inappropriate, so well, at your own risk, it's just twitter.com/NikitaGale.
Analog Atlanta is written, produced, and hosted by Firebrand for a Banghorn Media Productions.